Be'ez Hashem is Bochur, we begin Perek Shvi, the 7th chapter in the Rambam, Hilchas Mais, and the Laws of Types, and the Sefer Zroim, where in this Perek, the Rambam discusses interesting, unique ways of separating the Maisers. The Rambam opens up Halacha Alf regarding establishing Maiser for the future. And that is, Mishahoy Lemeya Loik Shal Yayin, Tevel Menater. Someone had 100 log of biblically obligated Truma of wine. Vamani says, Shnei Lugin Shani Osla Havash Mehem. He says, the two log which I'm going to separate from them, which is the medium type of Truma, which 2 out of 100 is the 150th. Harehein Truma, they're Truma. And Vasara Maiserishin, and 10 of them is the first type, Vatisha Maisersheni, and 9 of them is the second type, because once you take off 1/10, already there's only 90 left, you take up 1/10 of that. So it says the Ram, Liyascha the Yishta, you shouldn't start and drink Achi Niach. Besides sheer truma maizes, up until that you'll leave the mount that you had separated of the truma maizes inside of that. No. Eliyafresh v'achal yishte. You have to first separate the truma maizes and then drink. In other words, veinam, we don't say, oh, zeshanich besayif, this that you left over at the end, ki'ilu nivritchil, as if it was verified and already selected from the beginning. We don't say that. We don't say yesh breyer. And shechiv truma maizes natar, because the obligation of the truma maizes is biblical. And mishal tar, we don't say regarding biblical law, nachshav ki'ilu nivra, that we'll consider as if it was selected. And this is that. No, achiever until you actually select it, and therefore you have to first separate it and then drink it. Halacha base. Hakarvei masrois of befei achabas. If someone establishes his maisus in the opening of the barrel of wine, which he says, oh, let the maisus be on the top of the barrel, that should be the trumas of maisus. So lo yishta mishalel. Again, he can't drink from the bottom, even the bottom of the barrel. And so to let's say he says it's mishalel, it's in the bottom. Lo yishta mipi, cannot drink from the opening. And the reason is mnesha mashkin mur oven, because the liquids get mixed together. So therefore, every single drop of wine is mixed with the trumas of maisers. Aval akaveya, but if let someone establish the trumas of maisers with fi hamagur in the opening of the storage room, oicha mishalah, he could eat from the bottom. Cover, if he made it by the pi hamagur, if he made it by the opening of the magur. Cover mishalah, let's say the trumas of maisers would be in the bottom of the back of the storage bin. Oicha mepi, then he could eat from the opening because a grain is something that's a solid, doesn't get mixed together, and since we know it's distinct, then you could go ahead and separate it that way. Lach gimel, v'yesh la'odim l'gvayim ma'iser sheni p'idea, a person could create and establish the ma'iser sheni and redeem it, meaning he could deconsecrate that onto monies, then v'yseo ma'iser rishon aloysam ha'peres. Then he can make that produce, which was the second tithe, which he redeemed onto the money, he could use that produce and use it for the, now that it's back to its original state, he can make it for Maiserishin to give to the Levi on those produce. Or he can actually use it for Trumas Maiser for somewhere else. Meaning, for those payers he cannot, because he's not allowed to separate Trumas Maiser before the Maiser initially. But Trumas Maiser, he could use it as what some other Maiser needs to have its Maiser being taken over. Trumas Maiser, he could take this produce and use it for that other place. Halacha dalet hamanich peiros. Let someone left certain produce, and he's going to use it to separate his, whenever he has to separate maisers, it's that part that he's going to use. So he could separate on whatever other tevel that he wants to start eating, and he could say, oh, that pile I'm taking off a certain amount of quantity, that another level of maiser that's being taken from me, and he could do it, presuming that that pile is still there. And he could eat and drink whatever tevel he had that he's fixing with it. Until he makes that all the produce that he had left over, it filled up the quota of Meister. And then he gives that as the Meister's to the Levi. Now, Matzam Shabdu, what happens if he comes back one day and he finds that whole pile was lost? Or is a Cheshish Lakol Shevesh, he has to be considered for everything that he had separated based on that pile. But, Veinim Asav Adoy. But in other words, although he's going to go ahead and now separate Meister a second time, it's only out of doubt, not definitively, because maybe the payers were there when they had separated. So it won't have Alocha like Meister Vada, but out of the doubt, he has to go ahead and separate again. Lacha hey, the Rambam continues regarding a loan as a prepayment to have the rights in the trumas and maisers that he's going to separate. As Rambam explains, halacha hey, hamalva mois is a kohen vs a levi vs a anif. Let's say someone lends money to a kohen or a levi or a pauper. Lias mafresh alois na mois mechelkoi. In other words, he's lending them money so that when he separates the trumas, it'll be his. He'll sell the truma and hold the money for himself as payment for the loan that he had given to the kohen and so forth for the levi, for the maaser rishon, and for the ani. Mafresh alayim becheska shem kayam. And so he could continue doing this operation, separating and keeping for himself with the presumption that the kohen, the levi, and the ani is still alive. Ve'enachesh shem emesar kohen alevi. It doesn't have to be concerned that maybe the kohen alevi died or hesho ani, or that the pauper became wealthy. Halachavav na ketsin mafresh alayim. Now, how exactly how does he fulfill the obligation of separating and fulfilling the mitzvah of giving it if he's keeping it for himself? So mafresh truma ma'aser rishon ma'aser sheni miperis. So he does the actual separation of the truma, the ma'aser rishon, the ma'aser sheni from his produce. Umezaka bahen, and all the gears is ma'aser ani because truma to ani. Umezaka bahen al de acher lo isa koyin levi, and he merits it through a third person, through a third party for that koyin levi, oy ha'ani shehilvam, or that pauper that he had lent the money to, and that person then gives it back to him, but he was mezaka to him, so he didn't see them. Now, let's say this kain or labor only was always accustomed to taking from this person. He's also accustomed only to give it to them, so it's on both sides. So in the tzarchel zakzadeach, in that situation, he doesn't have to merit it through a third party. And the reason for that is because he only gives it to them. So all other kain already were masir das from getting these gifts, and as if he already got to the kain and old labor that he usually gives to, and that he could just keep it by himself. Now, after that, he separates this trumas or maestris or maestro onim. He calculates how much is that Truma's and Maisa's valued at that he separated. And then he decreases the amount of the loan until the whole loan is paid up. And again, this Yisrael could sell the Truma to whichever coin he wants to. So, and then he gets the proceeds of that because he owns it. He just can't eat it because it's Truma. But he could eat the Maisa himself because they're not considered as hektar, so it's considered as chul in the Maisa Rishon and the Maisa Ani. Now, when he does calculate the value of this produce that he had separated for the trumas and maises, he has the permission to calculate according to the cheaper price, which is the price that the buyer offers. And ribbis does not have to be concerned for ribbis, which is charging for getting something off a loan that he had made, where that might be considered as ribbis. No, that's not considered a concern as ribbis, because that's considered as value of what exactly that is for the amount of the loan. And moreover, the shmita year, which generally cancels all loans, does not cancel this loan, and rather he could continue to claim it. And the reason for that is because here he's not really collecting anything, because he didn't stipulate that he should pay back the loan. It's just that he's going to take out to detract from the trumas and maisos. And v'imbo balabais lachzen, if the homeowner, the lender, wants to back out, in the chayz he can't back out anymore because the sages wanted that the money should remain with the kain and the levi and the ani. Now avim ratzu elish alakha mois lachzen. But let's say the kain, levi, or the ani, they wanted to back out from the monies that they received from that loan, chayzin they could back out because the gemara tells us that if someone got the money but didn't draw the payers, he could still back out. So here they didn't get the payers yet, the trumas and maisos. So although they got the money, they could back out and give him back the money. And says the Rambam, let's say the owners gave up hope. For example, let's say the fields were flooded and they heard the owner say, oh, what a waste, because he lent them based on the future trumas and maisos, which now there's not going to be anything growing over here. So actually, immafrictionally, in that situation, even if it subsequently does happen that it does sprout grain, he cannot separate on them to keep it for himself. Shema frishna love it, because you cannot separate based on that it's lost. In other words, this debt he already gave up hope from, so he doesn't have the rights anymore. Now, mesa koyin or levi or ha'ani shehilvim. Let's say the koyin or levi, the pauper that he had lent the money to, died. In yochla hafresh alein mechalken gedera chazu. So he cannot continue to separate for on their account as he had done up until now. Achidu rishos mele yershon, until he takes permission from the inheritors. But who, and that is, that those inheritors had inherited a piece of land even the size of a needle. Because once the inheritors inherit the land, which is indebted, there's a lien to the creditor, who is this Yisrael, so that would diminish their domain. So there is some investment over here from the inheritors. So as long as he takes permission from them, he could continue doing this procedure. But let's say the father, the kohen levi, the ani that died, who he had done this deal with this Yisrael, he only left over monies, not land, then actually in Rishos HaYirish Me'elis, and actually the domain, the permission of the inheritor doesn't even help, because the movable items of the Yerushim are not Meshubah to the Baal Chayiv. So they're not obligated to pay back any debt from their father, so that actually is a removal, a nullification of the debt. And therefore, that doesn't affect anything at all for him to continue this procedure. Now, v'mhilvam bevezdin, if let's say the loan actually happened in court, the original loan, on the condition that he can separate from these monies on their portion, then in itzarch lita rishas meyers, and then he actually doesn't even have to take permission from the inheritors, and even if they don't have any land, then he could still continue separating based on the loan, because the courts have the rights to impose this debt on all the kamelavim. And the reason why the chametzah should dekana was because we want to be able to have the kamelavim, the paupers that they have, where to borrow from, and people would want to lend if they know that they could continue doing this even after the person dies. Now, hesher on the other hand, if the pauper becomes wealthy, which that also nullifies there because he's not getting maaser ani anymore, im mafrish nalav, you cannot separate for that loan that he had done to the original ani. That's even if he did the loan in the courts. The pauper, he merited the loan that he got, but the lender, the Yisrael, cannot continue separating. And the reason for that is because since the pauper became wealthy, he obviously has no more rights based on that ani. Now, although by the death of the borrower, the kind lay in the ani, chamor misakin, that he continued doing it if it was done in court, but becoming wealthy is not so common. And Mosla Shchicha, like Gazra Baban, they didn't make the takana. It's something so uncommon by a pauper becoming wealthy. Halacha Ches, the Ram continues regarding making these hafrashas of trumas and maizes on produce in somewhere else. So Yisrael Shama Ben Levi, if Yisrael, non-kind, says to a Levi, kor maizer, which is a certain amount of produce of maizer, and this specifically be told an exact amount, because it just says in general that I have maizer, the Levi wouldn't be able to do what we're about to say because he doesn't know how much there is. But if he tells him how much maizer, yesh lecha biyadi, you have by me, meaning to say that I separated from the maizer, I'm going to give it to you. So Rishai ben Levi alasay se trumas maizer makamacha, to that Levi, who he knows is getting maizer coming his way, he's allowed to make a trumas maizer for some other produce that is somewhere else, af bishle mashach, even though he didn't yet draw that maizer from that Yisrael to himself. But vim nesani Yisrael le Levi achal, let's say what happens if, let's say, the Yisrael actually goes back on his word. He actually gives it to another a different Levi, thus violating what Chacham said, Nala back out, but still, Ein Lo'olav El Tarem is the first Levi, only has complaints against that Yisrael, but he doesn't have any real monetary claim against that Yisrael, that he's not giving it to him as he had promised him. Halacha Tes, Mishal Yilei Peiz B'Maguruv, someone has produce in a storage bin, V'nosin Sa'al Levi U'Sa'al La'ani, and he gave a Sa'al, which was the measurement of the produce, to a Levi, and he gave a Sa'al to a pauper. And he had told them that when I'm going to separate from the magura, from that storage bin, 8 sa to 8, then I'm going to want this sum that I gave you. Yours will be maaser rishon, and yours will be maaser ani. So halacha is lo yafrish minus sin. So the Yisrael is not allowed to separate 8 sa, which is not really so precise, but around that amount. He's not allowed to separate min magura b'yechem from the magura from the storage bin and eat them. Unless he knows that those 2 saw that he gave to the Yisrael and to the Ani are still extant, are still around. And if they're still around, then it's going to be when he separates the 8 saw to eat, the maestros that he has to take off. But if, let's say, the Levi and the Ani already ate from them, and then he's actually not allowed to go without separate and take for himself based on what he had given them, only according to the calculation of what was left that they didn't eat yet from the saw, from those original 2 saw. And in other words, we don't explain his words that he said that the maaser should take effect retroactively from now, which is when he gave it to them, which was intact, the saw. Because regarding biblical law, again, we already said in Halacha Zayin that we don't say the halacha concept of brera, retroactive clarification. Therefore, when he actually does take it from himself, it's only going to be based on what they still have remaining, according to that ratio. Lachi Yudaram continues regarding swapping the gifts that the poor get with produce that actually is still obligated in maaseris. So aniyim, that they swapped they did a barter with their matnais aniyim that they got in balabais with the homeowner. For example, they give to the homeowner a saw, shaleket, or sheikh, or pay, or maaser ani, a saw, a certain measurement of the gleanings, or the bundles that were forgotten, or the corners of the field, or maaser ani, which those are actually potter for maasers, as we said in the second parak in Hilchos Trumos, and v'notlus saw in the garden, and in exchange, they're taking a saw from the granary, which is actually obligated maizes. So, zeshen notel mehem, this that the homeowner took from the paupers is patim na maizah. That's exempt from maizah. And that's af bishan asa b'shas balabais, although that's being done with the consent of the homeowner, that's not considered as any type of transfer that would obligate him in maizahs. These are intrinsically exempt. Now, zeshen notel mehem, or this that the pauper took from the homeowner, is actually chayiv, it's obligated maizahs. Although it's an exchange for their matans, which are exempt, yeah, but what they're getting from him is chayv ma'aser, and therefore they would have to take of ma'aser what they're getting from the homeowner. Halachi Rav Dami continues regarding the establishing of meiser from one thing on something else. So, if someone has in front of himself two baskets of untithed produce, as long the truma was taken, but not yet the meisers, the person says like this, he says, the meisers of this basket should be bezu, should be in the second basket. Okay, so harishayim u'saris, so the first basket is considered tithe, because its tithes are now in the second basket, and that's okay. Now, let's say I'm a meiser zu bezu bezu bezu, but let's say he says the tithing of this one is in that one, basket A is in basket B, and the tithes of basket B is in basket A, meaning each one's meiser is in the other basket. So harishayim u'saris, the first one that he mentioned, basket A is going to be tithed, should I recover meiser sebashnik, because he already put its tithes in the second basket. But the second basket is not going to be considered a tithe. Why not? Because she'im afrishin meisim in the rishayna shekvan nifter. You can't take the tithes of the second one from the first one because it was already exempted. So you cannot take its tithes ala shni for the second basket shadayin hichayevus b'meisim shnei, which is still obligated in the tithe of both of them, because it's obligated for the tithe of the first one and has its own obligation. And the halacha is you cannot take trumas and maisers from that which is exempt, which the first basket already is when you're going to the second one, for that which is chayiv, which is the second basket. Halacha beis amar, let's say he says, maiser shtei kakolas elu, the tithes of these two baskets, master kol achas mehen kavu b'chaberta. The tithing of each one, so here he's not saying consecutively, as he said in the previous halacha, rather, he's saying it simultaneous. At the same time, he says, the master kalachman, the tithing of each one is kavu b'chaverta, is established in the other one. So, karashem, so in other words, the hafrasha takes effect for this, that he cannot take off the maisers from somewhere else, because it becomes designated. U'kvarkovah master same behen, and yeah, the tithes already established in them. U'maitzeh maisers shalem, and then he takes out the tithes of them. And the yoch lohitzeh aleim, maisers makmachi, cannot take tithes from them from somewhere else, because, like he said, the tithes are in each one for the other one. Now halachid gimel b'beketz in ma'astrin. If he said, as we said in the previous, where he says the tithes of them are in the two of them, how does he take off the tithes? So ma'itzi master shtei ma'achesman. If he want, he could take out, if they're the same, he could take out the tithes of both them from one of the baskets. Oy master kol achesman memendo, or he could take each one, its meister, from it, im hayushavis, if they were the same. And now he can't take it from one on the other, because if he's going to separate from the first one and the second one, again, then he wouldn't be able to separate from the second one and the first one, because again, it's been part of al-Khi, like we said before. But if he says that Master Lachman Kavu Bachaverta, what he's going to do is he's going to separate from, again, either from one on both or from each one independently. Now, but let's say one of them was bigger than the other one, then the words that he said in the previous halacha of here it sounds like that he actually does want each one to be taken from the other one. So mafish min hakatana meiser hagadola. In other words, he separates from the smaller one, meiser, on the portion of the bigger one, which is equal to the big of the smaller one, and he retains in the big one a certain portion that should not be considered a taif, that should be considered as tevel, which from there he'll be able to separate on the small one. And then the Menagadil, he separates from what was left over, that he retained a little bit from the big one, which already fixed from the small one. But now that it fixed the small one, he left over a little bit in the big one as Tevel, and he separates from the big one, Maisra Katana, the tithing of the small one, and that's how he's able to fulfill what he has said of Master Galachman Kabu Bechavertam, where when they're the same, so that doesn't mean necessarily, it's all the same thing. So you can do from one on two or each one independently. But when they're different, so then it sounds like that he really wanted each one the other one. So then he has to do taking from the small one to the big one, and then he'll take from the big one, which he left over a little bit of tevel, for that of the small one.